The security strategy, known as Joint Regional Security Stacks, reached initial operating capability at Joint Base San Antonio, formerly known as Fort Sam Houston and Lackland Air Force Base, on Sunday. And while those Army and Air Force installations are now managed as one joint base, there wasn't much jointness in terms of the way the two services ran their IT networks there until now. Like all of the other services installations, they had been operating their own cybersecurity architectures at a local level, in this case, two of them. Under the JRSS construct, the Army, the Air Force, and eventually the Navy will hand off most of their base-level cybersecurity functions to 11 regional jointly operated facilities. Along with the security change, the two services are upgrading their network infrastructure with more advanced multi-protocol label switching routers. That upgrade also took place at San Antonio this week, more than doubling that installation's network capacity. Mike Krieger is the Army's Deputy Chief Information Officer.
Pretty big milestone. I think what you'll see is now you'll see a rapid deployment of the capacity increases and the regional security stacks, because Doug's been working behind the scenes with John Morris's team and has got a whole bunch of installations in the Southwest now ready to map up back over to the capacity upgrade and the security stacks. And the DISA team's been working on two other security stacks at Montgomery and Deck Columbus. So I think what you'll see over the next couple of months is a massive part of the Southwest double the capacity and go on joint regional security stacks. And this is a good thing.
DoD officials have previously said they plan to finish the rollout of JRSS in the southwestern U.S. by the end of 2014. Beyond that region, the Defense Information Systems Agency, which will have the lead role in running the new security centers, says it's conducted preliminary work to begin building the remainder of the 11 JRSS sites around the world using experiences from San Antonio to inform the process going forward. Major General Alan Lynn is DISA's vice director.
But we've gone ahead and set up other JRSSs across the globe and across the country right now, where they're set up, pre-positioned, and ready to go. And we just need to, you know, have the bandwidth to go to the next one. In the future, we're looking at Southwest Asia and the rollout for the JRSSs out there. And I think that takes us about through 15. So we've got CONUS and we've got Southwest Asia on the books for 15.
Another center in Germany is also expected to come online by the end of 2015. While DISA will have the lead management role at the JRSS centers, they're being funded and built almost entirely with money from the military services. The Army has used some of its overseas contingency operations funding to pay for the JRSS site in Southwest Asia and already has money on contract to build about half of the centers it wants to build in the continental U.S. during 2015. Doug Wiltsey, the Army's Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems, says the rest of the near-term rollout plan for JRSS depends mostly on how much funding the Army and Air Force have available during the next year.
As money becomes available, we'll follow into Europe. The one that we're laying out and headed over to the Pacific to have the discussion about is Korea. Korea will follow probably in a year to 18 months. Really, the thing that's going to dictate this is speed, is money more than anything. That will dictate our speed. And so we're going to continue with the business construct that we had. We're going to buy with bulk buys. And so we'll align the regional security stacks with the campuses. And as I say, I think we've got enough to do 2.5 regions right now.
Despite those funding uncertainties, the Army and Air Force are doing the necessary legwork to prepare their bases for the move to JRSS whenever the funding becomes available. To do that, the services and DISA have assembled joint management teams to begin to lay the groundwork for the upgrades that will eventually happen at individual installations. Brigadier General John Morrison, the commander of the Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command, says the joint approach has already proven to be a time saver and a money saver when it comes to upgrading the networks on the two services' bases.
First off, it's changed the way that we've been procuring technologies for the installation. Now they're bulk buys, and we're using our own manpower to do the engineering and actual installation. It's allowing us to move much faster than we ever had before. I'll give you an example. At Fort Bragg, we've been trying to modernize that infrastructure for the better part of about 10 years. At Joint Base San Antonio, Fort Sam, what was scheduled to take a couple years, we got done in a few months. So this integrated team approach is really working. We've also already completed Red River Army Depot. We've completed Fort Bliss. We're almost done with Fort Sill and Fort Stewart. So we will be able to rapidly turn those installations on and put them behind the JRSS in short order over the next several months. So at Fort Sam Houston alone, we're not only moving much faster than we have in the past, we're doing it at a reduced cost. So about 5,000 contractor man hours were saved because we used our own organic manpower, and that's organic manpower from NETCOM, our supported commands, and POEIS, to really move this along much, much faster.
The move to JRSS and more network capacity started as an Army and Air Force effort to cut costs and improve security among just those two services. But it's since earned the Pentagon's blessing and been incorporated into the larger effort to move all of the military's networks into an envisioned joint information environment. And because of that, the Navy is now involved too, Krieger says.
So the initial partnership with Army and DISA we call JRSS 1.0, and that's what's going at San Antonio. When we brought the Air Force in the partnership, we discovered, what a shock, right, that they do security different levels of the architecture than the Army does. And so we end up coming up with JRS 1.5, which is now everything post-San Antonio. We got to go back and refresh San Antonio. The Air Force actually doesn't start dropping their stacks till we hit 1.5, because they do some stuff that Army did in installations they did centrally. Okay, so JRS 1.5, which is everything but San Antonio, and we'll catch up San Antonio, is Army, Air Force, DISA. Now we got Navy and Marine Corps. So we're going to, the next DCO quarterly, in a couple weeks, we're going to work on JRS 2.0, which will represent capturing the differences the Navy and Marine Corps do that the Air Force and Army don't do. And it's really more, it's CONOCs and TTPs is where they do things. And so JRS 2.0 will represent when the Navy can actually join, which we expect is about 17. So there's two versions right now of JRSS. We're going to benchmark the third. We think when we hit JRSS 2.0, that's DOD JRSS.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.